USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Department of Homeland Security has dispatched FEMA to the southern border to assist in processing an influx of illegal immigrants crossing into the United States. DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas announced the move over the weekend, saying the agency will be focusing on the influx of unaccompanied minors in Border Patrol facilities. Republicans have criticized the Biden administration for their immigration policies and their refusal to call the situation on the border a crisis. Congressman Troy Nell says the president's stance on immigration is being seen as an invitation to come to the United States. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that the situation on the southern border has become inhumane.
People coming to our southern border, being invited, totally invited by this president. So, of course, we're going to have a problem. You're going to see all these migrant children being warehoused in these camps that are full to the gills right now. And the problem's going to continue to get worse as the days and the weeks and the months progress.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune systems are under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation. Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns, and of course this past presidential election. All of these are taking a toll on our mental, emotional, and physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products. But before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Since taking these products, my energy has increased, my brain fog is gone, I'm sleeping better, and I'm feeling better than I have in years. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll-free at 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341. Just say Wayne Alaroot sent you to get 20% off. 888-910-0341, or visit FreedomHealthAlliance.com. And use promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's FreedomHealthAlliance.com.
An NFL legend announced over the weekend that he was hanging up his cleats. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees is officially retiring from the NFL after a 20-season career. Brees' kids making the announcement on Sunday on social media. Brees joining NBC's Today Show to talk more about his decision.
I'm 42 years old. I've had a chance to play this game for 20 years in the NFL. And I think for the last few years, you know, I felt like this moment was coming. And it just made me so laser focused on staying in the moment.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And UConn women's head basketball coach Gino Auriemma has tested positive for COVID-19 ahead of the NCAA tournament. The school says the Hall of Fame coach is not currently experiencing any symptoms and is quarantining at home. Auriemma won't be eligible to return to the team until March 23rd at the earliest, missing the Huskies' first two games in the tournament. UConn was awarded the number one seed in the Riverwalk region, opening the tournament against 16th-seeded High Point. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The New York Assembly is looking to hire outside lawyers to assist them with their impeachment investigation into Governor Andrew Cuomo. He faces sexual harassment allegations from seven women, with the state's attorney general opening an investigation into those charges. The FBI is also investigating the governor's office, looking into its handling of COVID in the state's nursing homes. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio said Monday that city and state officials would continue to work together, but reiterated his call that Cuomo needs to step down.
Look, as I've said, our teams, no matter what's going on in Albany, our teams keep talking and working together best possible, and our healthcare teams as well with the Albany healthcare team, and we're all going to keep moving forward. But that said, what's happening in Albany is making it harder to get things done, and you know that's why I think change is needed there.
New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand also called for Cuomo's resignation, saying he's lost the ability to govern the state effectively.
Well, certainly confronting and overcoming the COVID crisis requires focused, steady, sure leadership. And I commend the brave actions of the individuals that have come forward to speak of serious allegations of misconduct and abuse. And because of the multiple credible sexual harassment and misconduct allegations, it's clear that Governor Cuomo has lost the confidence of his governing partners as well as the people of New York. That's why I believe that the governor has to resign.
Governor Cuomo has said on several occasions that he has no intention of stepping down. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.